Well, we're coming into the new year, 2024. Can you believe it? Well, I'll tell you what, we need some promises to encourage us. That is for sure. And the Lord is watching over them. He's watching over his word to perform it, don't you know? And he has given us a new birth and a living hope, it says, through his resurrection, 1 Peter 1:3. You who belong to Christ, we've entered into his living hope. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, you'll have all that you need. And you'll abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, I like that one. Well, get ready for the goodness of God. The Lord is well able to provide everything you need. And he says, you can do all things. Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Are you ready to launch into a new year that's maybe going to be really challenging? Require faith on your part like you've never had to have faith before? It could be that kind of a challenging year. In fact, I believe it will be. But it says, take delight in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Whatever you do, he'll establish your plan. Psalm 37, verse 4. And finally, Romans 8, 28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called by the Lord according to his purpose. So do not fear, I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you and lead you by my right hand, says the Lord. Isn't that awesome? I love these scriptures, and praise the Lord for that. So I want to talk just a little bit now, just we're starting to launch into the new year. We just had Christmas, and boy, you know, it was a stormy day too, but and we're coming into 2024. Ay, ay, ay. I'm thinking that this is going to be a nasty year, and we need faith and hope in Christ to walk it out. And there's so many reasons that I think it's going to be a nasty year. A lot of them are natural, and I'm observations and watching what's going on. Even that, like in Campbell River, getting hit with some nasty financial things with the mine closing and over 300 losing their job, and hundreds of millions of dollars owed, much of that in our city to businesses here. This could be a hard year financially in so many ways. And then there's the other things, that all the political things that are going on, and you know the shenanigans that are up right now. I don't need to get deep into them, except to say there is a concerted effort by worldwide powers to shake down and ruin the country so they can take over. And that's going on in all the West. And that's why the Eastern nations, the BRICS nations and such, have risen up and united together and dropped the use of the petrodollar, and they're going to trade separately. And they're saying, we're not going to go for it this way. And boy, there is a split in the world about even right now. Between nations. This is crazy what's going on. Anything's possible that's coming up. Anything's possible with the finances and the financial crash. Anything's possible. We look at it before, and I tell you what, I have spent a lot of times praying, a lot of times. I said, Lord, deliver. Lord, save. Lord, come to our nation and show your hand, show your strength. But you know what? I had this thought. In the Bible, how does God show his hand in the nations? This is an interesting thing to think about. When a nation walks with God and serves the Lord, God begins to raise up blessing in the nation. Now, it can take years and generations, you know, but he does. He starts to raise that nation and lift it up. The nation that serves him, he'll ultimately bring to a place of peace. There's peace in the nation. And then not only that, the nation that serves him, he begins to prosper it as well, because basically, we have aligned ourselves under his kingdom, and we can do it personally, we can do it corporately, we can do it nationally. When we align our life under the kingdom of God, the blessings of the kingdom of God start to operate. It's just that way. You arraign everything you do under God, and under his love and his goodness and grace, and it starts to pour out on you. And that's so nice. It's so fantastic. I've experienced this in the last, a bunch of years now, where I finally get it. I remember traveling with Bob Brassey 20 years ago or so, and I would just, he would have good things happen all the time. And I'd say, Bob, what's going on? How do you pray this? What happened? He says, I don't know. It's just the favor of the Lord, he would tell me. I never forgot that, the favor of the Lord. And then I started praying about this a lot, and I said, God, I want the favor of the Lord. And I was pursuing the favor of the Lord and trying to know how to get it. And then I got to a place where the Lord was showing me, Terry, you are born again. You're a child of God. You've come into the kingdom. Your sins are forgiven. You've received the Holy Spirit. You're his son. You could even be God's friend. You have the favor of the Lord. Live in it. And it was like a switch went off. And I went, right, I'm not trying to find the favor. I'm walking with God. I get in the favor that way. You want to get under the spout where the love of God pours out. And that means you leave behind other things that are definitely not where God pours out love. And you get under that spout where love pours out. And then I got so deep into the love of God for me and the care of God for me and his compassion and his goodness and his grace and his chesed love pouring out. I don't know how to say it. I enjoy his love. And I every day am thanking him for blessing me with good. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And do we go through hard times? Well, of course, absolutely. Like everybody, we go through it. But every time I turn around, I'm seeing the hand of God for good and blessing. And I'm able to bless others. And it's just, I don't know. I'd like to pray for every believer in Christ to get there. But nations get there. And that's what I was talking about with our nation. Nations can be there too. And I'm praying, God, bring Canada there. Bring Canada there. And one of the prophecies for Spirit FM that right back at the start when we moved here into this building down in Campbellton, the Lord spoke, and it was confirmed later by a prophet 6 months later. And the Lord said, I'm making you an anchor. And I went, an anchor? And what's that mean? I meant, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And then a few days later, I'm asking God, what do you mean an anchor? And he says, an anchor in the storm for Western Canada to keep Western Canada from going on the rocks. Oh my gosh, the prayers, the presence, the praise, the pronouncements, the prophecies that all can take place, bring the kingdom into operation. We pray that will flow over our region, over our city, and over our provinces in Jesus' name. Lord, go over and cover. We need that for the whole country. Begin to be a prayer warrior from the promises and the prophecies and the praise of God over your life and over your city and over your country. That's what we need. And you'll see good things happening. Now, I was talking earlier there, how does God show himself to nations through that? When nations and people and individuals and families and countries and cities start walking along with God, he begins to prosper them. Their business goes well. The wars cease. Their crops prevail. Their animals are healthy. Their families are healthy. The disease dials down and disappears like it did in Israel, and on and on and on. But when God is displeased and wants to reveal his irritation, anger, even judgment to the nations, what's he do? He pulls back on those things, and we begin to see wars, famines, disease, pestilence in the livestock and the crops, natural disasters come, financial prosperity disappears, things start shaking, enemies invade, and all of that. And that is precisely what we're seeing. And the reason we're seeing it is because the nations are turning away from God and deliberately pushing in, and a wicked bunch of rulers and elites that aren't elected are undermining, undercutting, intervening, and gotten control of the levers of our culture, and they're pouring in rot. And people are lapping it up. Just like, well, in the Old Testament, I think of Jezebel and Ahab, and they poured rot into the country, and the worship of Baal, and the people began to follow. Well, they even followed where Solomon went when he brought in the calf idols and stuff. It was ridiculous. And God raised up in answer. There were still 500 prophets of God that were protected and kept hidden, and Elijah, and God raised up his answer to prayer. In the middle of that, he raised up the champion to take down Ahab and take down Jezebel, Jehu. Unlikely. Unbelievable. Unexpected. Unknowable. But from God. And he worked in answer to prayer of deliverance. And it says in the book of James at the end there that Elijah was a man like us, of like passions, that he was a person like you and me, but, yeah, he's a prophet, but he prayed. That was the difference. He prayed. It was a man of prayer, asking God, talking to God, and getting answers from God. And then what did he pray? He saw the politics and stuff. He prayed that it might not rain, and for 3 years it didn't rain. Why? Because they were worshiping Baal, the storm god, and he couldn't do anything about it. He couldn't bring the rain. They can do all they want to bring the rain. It doesn't happen. And that gets their attention. And God's up to getting attention right now in the world. Oh, boy, is he ever. Who's paying attention? Well, I tell you what. Javier Milei, the new president of Argentina, here is the news. I got to tell you, this is the most amazing thing. I was watching a show this week. And it was a guy named Ed Silvoso, who is a Christian teacher. He's an Argentine and lives in the U.S. And I've actually taught at a conference with him one time. And he talks about Christians in the marketplace and revivals and that sort of subject a lot. And what he says in Argentina, get this, the new president who is tearing down the deep state, bringing in righteousness, getting rid of corruption, overturning the bureaucracy that's destroyed the country and brought in 200-300% inflation and decades of this garbage, and the communists and the socialists and the globalists, all that stuff. Guess what happened? Now, this is what I'm saying. Out of the blue, this guy came shooting out of the blue, but here's what happened that we don't know about. I'm telling you for the first time here. It's not reported in the news much over here. Ed Silvoso says 2 months before he's elected to be the president, he's led to Christ and becomes a Christian. Then he's, you know, like a man, he's now a Christian, but he's coming at all the stuff that's going on in the country with kind of an angry edge on him. And then he gets some Hebrew professor scholars or some kind of leaders apparently teaching him over the next couple of months about the wisdom of God from Scripture. This is amazing. So Milei is now a Christian and he's being taught the wisdom of God. He wins a landslide as president. He starts wiping things out, all the mess there. And that's the politics we're getting report. Well, it's hardly being reported here because the Western press hates it. They want the other stuff. But it's getting reported. He's wiping out all this corruption. He's wiping out the bureaucracies. He's wiping out the deep state down there in Argentina, and God's using them. And then guess what happens? Do you remember how I was praying this past year a bunch of times? Lord, where is the leader who will call for prayer? Where is the leader who would dedicate his nation to you? Where is the leader that will do this? Well, guess what happened with Javier Milei? 2 weeks after he's president, he becomes president, he calls for a national prayer day and dedication service at the great cathedral there in Buenos Aires. They gather there together, and they repent for the state of the country and dedicate it. Now, you got to understand the state of the country. They'd actually been outlawing things of God, these socialist, communist types. They repent for the state of the country, and he has prayed for, hands laid on him for president, and he leads the nation in dedicating Argentina back to God. How is that for good news? See, this is amazing. What's going on? You watch. Argentina is going to have a 360-degree change. They're in a terrible financial mess right now. Social mess, the garbage that swept through their culture, kind of like ours. Total reversal. because God is going to honor that prayer from the president, from the national leaders, from the church of Argentina, and come in and bring a new day. It's here for Argentina. Oh, God, may it be here for us soon as well. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Come, Lord, in this new year in Canada and do remarkable things. I was saying that you come when the men and women of God seek you. And out of the blue, surprisingly, you can reverse the situation. You want to bless our nation once again. The prosperity we have is because Canada was created and dedicated for Christ. It's there in the documents. You can find stuff about it. He shall have dominion from sea to sea, from the rivers to the ends of the earth. Our national mottos. And it says in Zephaniah about that very verse, because of the blood. Yep. Do it again, Lord. Give the people listening abundant hope. Father, I'm praying every one of you would learn to have faith and trust. Might be tested and tried this year in a terrible fashion. But let's come and trust God. We don't know what's coming up, but some things are going to rock us badly, I believe, in 2024. Be ready. Get under the spout where the love of God pours out. Believe He loves you and you're His child. Receive His love and His blessing. Become His friend, because it says in the Bible you can be His friend, a friend of God. You'll see things you never thought possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:3. Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Yes. Isn't that a good word for you? You can count on it. Commit your way to the Lord. Whatever you do, He will establish your plans. Psalm 37:4. Commit 2024 to Him.